Zaxby's.
Gabe Kuhn here. I know if you're anything like me, you head to the liquor store as the weekend approaches. And if you head to the liquor store as the weekend approaches, make sure that you don't reach for that national brand you've been reaching for years. But reach for Old Dominic. A spirit from Old Dominic is phenomenal. They have gin, vodka, toddy, whiskey, bourbon. It's the most fresh, most full spirit you can buy in this city. And the distillery is right here on the riverfront, 305 South Front Street. They have events all the time that you can check out at olddominic.com. Old Dominic Distillery. Come say hi.
Now, it's Jason and John, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get some money, they playing. I told her take this plan, B, and stop playing. I'm tired of buying jewelry, finna buy some land. They still trying to figure out who I be. Pillow talking to these they say money talk, put diamonds in my teeth. I be Louis down with Jordans on my feet.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We have finally done it. We are here. Yes, it's a Wednesday hump day, but a good one indeed in the sense that we have the first round of the NBA draft. And oh boy, 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 we can finally find out what the Grizzlies are going to do with this number 9 pick. Instead of talking about it and speculating, we'll finally find out. We certainly had some action.
But we will talk about it and speculate about it.
Well, a little bit. But because we finally had some action with the Mikal Bridges trade, huge news, and maybe, John, a sign of what the Grizzlies might do. You may say stretch. I say no. Did you see the little piece Woj had in there about that trade and the Grizzlies, again, being interested and going after Mikal Bridges again?
I did not.
They tried.
They tried again.
Looks like they got outbid, obviously.
Yeah, they did.
What does that tell you about how all in or not Zach Kleiman must be right now?
Well, I would say he's about 85% all in, but he's not 100%
all in. If you're willing to do that again, mm-hmm. which again would have shifted the finances around so much, mm-hmm. you're like, you wonder, but what does it tell you? If you're going with Bridges.
Aggressive.
And you're very not going to change.
Aggressive.
Exactly.
No checks here.
So you will approach this draft and this pick, I'm assuming, John, the same way. You know, we talked about we'd both be disappointed if you come away with a Cody Williams.
Right.
Because that's a project. You and I are both ready to win right now. And I know all Grizzlies fans are. And I think, again, maybe this is just, again, another indication of how all in the Grizzlies are right there with us, guys. They want to maximize, this is clear, these 2 years with Jaren, obviously, too. I'm excited about tonight.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Hoping, again, could be setting myself up for disappointment, John.
Yep.
But that there's some action. Action, Pam.
Well,
action.
There'll be some action.
Pam is here. John is here. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome in. The draft extravaganza. We will go through the entire draft. You know, that's what draft gurus do, right? They write 20. They remind you, hey, I wrote 20,000 words on the draft.
Heard you were asked today if you had any conviction on anybody.
I mean, what an absurd
Again,
question.
This will be the last day for that, right?
Yes.
Right. So all this is over. Finally know today.
I don't know that the Grizzlies have conviction, you know, about a player.
I hope they got a conviction to trade this pick. Either trade up.
Well, they may have a conviction about
Klingon,
a player, but available at 9 is the question, you know. Probably not. They probably don't have a conviction about somebody that would be ostensibly available at 9.
We'll see. Maybe connects down there.
Possible. I mean, we don't know.
That's the one I'm cool with. That's not center.
Agreed.
Related.
Agreed. So, yeah, we'll get into all of that. A lot of hubbub around the NBA today. Obviously, the trade yesterday. Just a blockbuster. Mikal Bridges.
Knicks.
For, I believe it ended up being, it was 2025. 7-9-31.
Yes. Four unprotected first round.
Four unprotected. A pick swap in 28.
Yeah. Also a 2025 protected first round pick.
Chinatown, I believe, was in, is, and Queens as well. A couple boroughs. couple boroughs that we threw in there for the Brooklyn Nets.
And they're trying to keep OG Anunoby.
Yes, they are.
They're not going to let him walk.
Yes, they are.
And so you're talking about, you know, a team that's trying to level up, obviously, and match up with the Celtics. And if you got Bridges and OG, John.
Yeah.
Don't you got two guys, two wings, man, that you look at and you say, okay, at least we've got the pieces.
You could say that.
This thing is Villanova to death. Again, we'll discuss. I mean, they're all in. They paid their whole future.
Which they did. But they're all in.
But I don't think they're doing that unless they're expecting to keep OG and keep this thing elite.
Right.
Like they're saying. Again, they paid a price to get OG. And so you're just going to let him walk? No.
Yes.
And so I'm including him in sort of what this new lineup looks like. Man, they can get down with you. Jay Wright ought to just have a front row seat.
He will.
He has the best life.
He does. He does.
Retired money, and I'm sure he can get season tickets to the Knicks for next to nothing.
That's right. No, he did it the
right
way.
Watch his team.
Doesn't have to worry about NIL or nothing. He won titles. Like, he's good.
Just watch all his guys, try to go win one. Try to go beat the Celtics.
Big show today. Trista Crick, a.k.a. T-Dog.
She's a celebrity.
T-Dog is going to join us. We'll talk to her about the NBA draft. Get her thoughts on the Mikal Bridges trade, the Celtics, the finals. We have not caught up with her in a while, honestly. So we will catch up with her about all of that, Ja Morant, and more.
We'll check in and see what Portland's going to do. Remember everybody saying Klingon's not dropping below 7.
Yeah.
They need a rim protector, one way or the other.
They need everything.
But they do. But they need inside help.
So we'll talk to her about what she thinks of the draft tonight and more at 11:25. Then at 1:25, Nernhard IV is going to join us at 1:25. Of course, coach and program director of Team Thad joins us every single Wednesday, and we'll continue the NBA draft conversation with him.
Property tax hike.
Discuss that
with him.
Oh, man. Feel for you, Memphians. The hardest part is knowing that you're going to have to spend more, right, without the trust that things will change for the better. That's the hard part. I think
because you're just balancing. You're not particularly adding.
Exactly. So I think Jerry Green said that. She said that yesterday. She was one of the, I think, two city council members that voted no on the tax increase, she said, because we've already mismanaged the funds.
So catch up somewhere.
Why are we going to ask them to give us more?
I didn't realize. First one since 2012.
I don't know if it had been that long either.
Been a while.
Yeah, it had been a while for sure. And
we talk about how great our cost of living is.
That's right. It's less great today if you live in Memphis proper.
Been able to hold off for a while.
So I think it's like...
We knew one was coming.
Yeah.
But, you know.
What's like $3 now, $3.20 now for every $100 of assessed value? So it used to be $2.71. So
I heard Hardiman on it this morning.
Yeah. So look, I mean, it does require money.
Yeah. Your trash collecting pickups going up too.
Yeah.
$150 a year.
Yep. You got that. You got the wheel fee, right? That's doubling.
30 to 60.
It's 100% increase. So Memphis got hit hard today. Memphis got hit very hard. And you know what? Vote. That's what I would say.
Okay.
Vote. I mean, it's just that simple.
Thank you for that.
Because, now it's like when you give Ryan Silverfield the NIL, right? You can't complain that you don't have NIL anymore. So now it's time to deliver. And the same charge is true for the Memphis City Council. So we're all watching. Best believe.
Well, we know you are.
Well, I'm really not. It's not really my problem anymore. Mm-hmm. But I still work in Memphis.
You just weigh in when it's the Germantown mayor.
That's right. Don't worry. We're watching him. He's not trying to sneak any tax increases through. They decided no this year. So
Palazzolo.
Yeah, this German. Yeah, we got money. We good. We got it all. So
y'all back on the same page now.
Yeah, we saved because the water.
Y'all had a talk.
Water, bro.
I remember.
We
were very frustrated.
Exactly. So anyway, it is an interesting day in the city of Memphis.
Draft day.
And we'll talk to Norton Hurd about that. And I wonder if, the new draft pick for the Grizzlies will be asked about that. There was a big tax increase.
No, he won't be.
Okay. He won't care about it?
Nah.
He's a Memphian now. But I guess we could start with the news yesterday that maybe sort of could set the tone for what the Grizzlies may or may not be able to do tonight with number nine, which is Mikal Bridges traded to the New York Nets. Mikal Bridges has been a guy that franchises have been trying to get their paws on for years and years, really ever since, even going back to his Phoenix days, right? I mean, but certainly in the time since he's gotten to Brooklyn and they've stunk.
And it's crazy. He's never been an all-star.
Never been an all-star.
But we know the level of two-way player he is. It's why he's, again, to your point, has been so coveted by so many teams, it feels like. But that's what's the price you're paying for a non-all-star. I think, you know, maybe a couple of years ago we'd say, huh? But again, folks have been throwing around 4 or 5 first-rounders for Mikal Bridges for a while now, so I suppose it doesn't surprise us.
Yeah, so you get Mikal Bridges in tow, and you trade away 4 first-round picks, 25, 27, 29, 31, a pick swap at 28, some seconds. And you are basically saying this is our moment. You know, Jalen Brunson's mid-20s, OG's 26, you know, whatever. You know, Randall's up there, you know, mid-late 20s. This is our opportunity to add a player that we feel will take us over. Never missed a game, right? He's never missed a game. He leads the league in minutes. Like, it's crazy. So remarkably durable.
Defense went down because they were asking more from offensively on a very bad team.
Oh, no, right, everybody
would. Defense will go back up, exactly. You would think, and can, obviously, with a team that's this talented, won't ask as much of him offensively.
Right. So, like, what I would say about Mikal Bridges in this deal is it's a little nuanced. It's one, I understand and am in favor of the Knicks doing it because, like, what else are you going to do? You're just going to run it back with the team you had? I mean, you got to do something. You lost to the Pacers. I know you were, you know, you lost Brunson because of the hand, but, you know, you lost to the Pacers. So you got to do something. So I'm supportive of teams going for it. At the same time, as I said on Jeff's show, I think there's a very high probability that we look up in 4 years and we say that the Nets are the ones that got away with the better end of this deal. That's my, because I think Bridges is just a guy, like I said, we overrate because he's never really asked to do that much on a good team. And so it's kind of easier to look like a good, I mean, he is a good player.
Yeah,
he
but that, that's player. What I'm saying. On a team like this, he could be a finishing piece, much like a Drew Holiday was for the Celtics. You know what I'm saying?
He'll go back
because, again, you're not asking him to be a one.
Right.
Even the two guy.
Yeah, he'll be a three like he was with Phoenix.
And that's again, perfect for him because then you would think he can excel really particularly defensively. You think about what they've got to do to shut down a team like Boston.
Yep.
And that's who it's about. You're measuring yourself against them.
Yep.
You've got two wings now that are elite defensively.
Absolutely.
You tell yourself,
you
put them on Tatum and on
Brown.
It's
just a lot to give up for a third option. It's just kind of, but again, it won't matter if they win. If they win a championship, it only matters if they don't. So, like, again, I'm cool with it.
If the Grizzlies, I appreciate the all-in move.
And that's what it is.
You know, and maybe, you know, I'm not thinking the Grizzlies go so all-in, although, again, Woj is reporting in this story about this deal that the Grizzlies made an offer this week for Bridges. I'm just hopeful that it's the same sort of aggressiveness for Memphis as we look to tonight, as we look toward, you know, whatever they're going to do this offseason to acquire the center, whether that's tonight, whether it's going forward. I'm just hoping the Grizzlies, and a sign of that being their willingness, again, to go after Mikal Bridges, offer a package. We don't know what it was, but you have to, I'm assuming they knew it had to be aggressive when you've got, you know, what the Knicks offered. I'm just hopeful it means, you know, you're looking at things as aggressively tonight.
Agreed.
I mean, but back to this, I like it for the Knicks because, again, what are you going to do, John? You know, you have a ceiling with this team now. I think even with the Randall injuries, you know what you are.
Yeah.
And you had to try to make a move. And so I like it again. And that is assuming you have OG in the fold. There is an understanding that you are bringing him back. Because what you invested last year was too much in OG to give that up to go this direction. Now you've essentially mortgaged your whole future. If you're not keeping OG, I'm not as in on this all in. To put it that way. But no, I like what the Knicks are trying to do here. Whether it'll be a success, we'll see.
Yeah, exactly.
Celtics are pretty well, they're sturdy.
Yeah, I mean, again,
Celtics are very sturdily built.
I know you heard a lot of what I thought about this on Jeff's show. That's sort of the nature of it. But
yeah, I get ahead of you because I hear what you're going to say coming in here.
But not all of our audience has, so you're just going to have to hear it again. You know, you've watched reruns before. You know, it's not like, you know, you didn't watch the I Love Jeannie reruns back in the day.
Cosby Show reruns every chance I get.
So once upon a time, the Grizzlies' all-in move was signing Chandler Parsons. That was it. That was like the big.
Well, yeah, kind of, for a team that had never had a big-time free agent but knew it wasn't right. I mean, that was the thing.
They were like, this was like their last chance, right? They were like, they had one more run. We got to try to swing.
Yeah, you're right. That was part of it.
That was it. And you give them $94 million, you don't even ask them to take a physical, right? That was their all-in move.
That's true. It was an all-in move. Yeah.
And it was unmitigated disaster.
Oh, well, yeah.
This won't be that.
No. The body of work, bro.
Yeah.
Like, in Bridges, you mentioned it, the durability.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting with him. There aren't the injury concerns. My gosh, what are we?
No, I mean, the Grizzlies didn't end up giving up much for Chandler. It was just Para. Para gave up 94 M's. That's what he lost.
It's totally a waste of contract.
And a waste of everybody's time, quite honestly. So this will not be that. Now, does it get them over Denver? Does it get them over Boston? Does it get them over Minnesota? I mean, maybe it closes the gap a little bit. And like Jeff said, I agree. And it's sort of, you're just trying to talk yourself into things. You're just trying to say, hey, if this happens and if that happens, will we be within striking distance? And the answer is absolutely. If Tatum, you know, something happens to him whatever. I mean, upsets happened in the West this year. You know, what if Boston actually has a season where the teams they play don't all spontaneously decombust, right? And like they're all healthy. They could have lost. You know, you just don't know.
Yeah.
So I think, yes, the Knicks put themselves in a better position today to, you know, make more noise than before.
I mean, Eastern Conference Finals are bust with the Celtics. I mean, that's what they're doing. And obviously they're hoping it pays off past that in championships. But, you know, anything short of an Eastern Conference Finals with what they've done, the way they've gone all in here, this many first-round picks is a disappointment. I expect them to be there, and especially if a team like Philadelphia, someone else in the East, I mean, we'll see with Milwaukee, but if Philly's not pulling Paul George and you see the reports, you know, about Paul George, everybody wanting him, obviously, but does Paul George want to leave the West Coast? Is he leaving the Clippers, first of all, but is he, you know, a Golden State as opposed to a Philly because he prefers to be on the West Coast? If Philly's not vastly improving, then it should be Knicks Celtics all day long. Disappointment if they're coming up any kind of way short. They're empowering Brunson, too. He's their guy. They don't feel like they have to go out and get some star. I mean, you know, based on what we saw of him in the playoffs, I mean, he was remarkable in the playoffs last year, and you're giving him sort of weapons. You're giving him the reins, essentially, in the sense that you're just saying, we didn't have to go out and get a Paul George type. My point is another star to put next to Brunson. We think we got the star. Let's put everything else around him. I like the move, especially, again, assuming that the plan is to keep OG Anunoby.
By the way, real quick breaking news on the Memphis athletic director front. According to Ross Dellinger, Memphis hiring Virginia Deputy AD Ed Scott.
Wow.
As its next athletic director. He had been at Morgan State as the AD, as Louisville, George Washington, Binghamton, Albany, and had been most recently a deputy AD at Virginia. So it is Ed Scott. The other names that were obviously involved up until the end, Ryan Alpert from Tennessee and Jeff Crane as the interim athletic director. I got to tell you, I don't have a ton of background to give you on Ed Scott. I did not hear his name as a serious candidate until about 30 minutes ago, because yesterday there were rumblings that it was someone else. Listen, this is a big day for Memphis, and I'm going to have to get some more intel on him before I truly weigh in. I'll just say that. Like, you know, I don't know. I'll just read from his bio here at virginiasports.com. He came to Virginia after serving the previous 5 years as the VP and Director of Athletics at Morgan State, where he was named the 2021-22 Cushman and Wakefield Athletic Director of the Year by the NACDA. At Virginia, he was responsible for the oversight of sports medicine, strength and conditioning, nutrition, sports psychology, diversity, equity, inclusion, men's basketball, baseball, swimming and diving, track and field, cross country, and assists in football oversight, serving as a special advisor to the head football coach. So that is what he did. It sounds like he sort of did a little bit of everything at Virginia. I have to make some calls and, you know, do all that, but there you go. Edward Scott and Mark Giannato, man.
A brother. The first brother.
That's right.
first black athletic director. Marginato wrote about it controversially, said it should be that. Many pushback said it should be the best candidate.
Right.
And hopefully here both have aligned. I would call it a surprise here, just in terms of, you know, the names and what you had heard up to the, you know, knew that this thing was coming to a head from the reporting you guys had done over the Daily Memphian and from others, but a little bit of a surprise because you think it's going one direction, and it does. It seems like Ed Scott made a hell of a push there late. And yes, somewhere Marginato's cheering.
Yeah.
It will be first black AD from Memphis.
I'm going to be doing some sort of real time, you know, reporting on this. So I'll have more to say, you know, a little bit later. I've already actually gotten some intel on the surge. I don't think I can say it, but it's an interesting dynamic for sure over there. And look, I will say this for Ed, he's inheriting, in one way, he's inheriting an incredibly healthy football program, right?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to build that up. You know, some ADs have taken this job and they've had to do that. You know, Laird had uncertainty, really. I mean, you knew Mike Norvell was not going to be the coach for long. You were going to have to replace him someday, probably soon. You know, Tom had to build this thing from nothing.
Yeah, the charge to him was fix football.
So the charge to Ed Scott.
Now, didn't Laird come in at a time where it was sort of.
Yeah, no, it was.
It was the transition point, and he kind of. How much of a say did he have in the Silverfield hire? Wasn't it a deal where so much had already sort of been done where he kind of, yeah, this feels right? I mean, he officially was over it at that point.
Yeah, but it was a committee.
That's what I'm saying. So he comes in very end of Norville?
I think it was October.
Okay. I was trying to figure out the time 19? Right in there. Because it felt
right?
like a lot of it was okay, we're going to go with what's here. As opposed to, the, you know, this is my guy. Anyway, back to the point. Yes, there was much more uncertainty at that
right.
point, especially as you're talking about with football.
Yes.
I would say, you know, with basketball now, you've got some uncertainty.
Absolutely.
Certainly at a place of that.
Absolutely.
Right now. But, yeah, I mean, you got to feel good about Penny Hardaway's chance to bounce back to the tournament.
So I'll have more to say on Ed Scott later today, ideally. Probably tomorrow, really, I'll be honest. Probably tomorrow. But, the more I will do my best, you know, to you know, do some recon during the show and share what I know. Anyway, we'll come back. Trista Crickett will join us. We'll talk to her about the NBA draft, about the Mikal Bridges trade. Lots more to come. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Wednesday night is draft night on 92.9 FM ESPN. Who will be the first overall pick? What will the Memphis Grizzlies do with their pick?
The Memphis Grizzlies select.
Then listen Thursday afternoon to the Gabe Kuhn Show and throughout the day for the second round of the NBA draft. Listen to 92.9 FM ESPN for all the excitement of the NBA draft live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis' flagship radio home of the Grizzlies.
If you are drowning with $25, $50, even $100,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt, listen to the following reviews people just like you are giving accredited debt relief and why you should make the call.
I'm glad I made that call. I feel like I can finally breathe again.
In one afternoon, several tons of financial stress vanished.
I truly felt like I was talking to a friend.
Well, I feel like I did business with a guardian angel. I literally cried. Thank you for saving my life.
Imagine feeling that kind of relief. It can happen. Make the call. Learn how much they can save you. There's no pressure, no obligation, just a call. Accredited Debt Relief has helped over 300,000 qualified consumers pay off over $1 billion in debt, earning an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They are the debt solution experts. So see how much they can save you. Call 877-250-8884. 877-250-8884. That's 877-250-8884. Program and services not available in all states.
Get ready because the Gossip Mitsubishi Motors Summer Sales Event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG Highway? We Gossip in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. $18,960 or $279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We Gossip $27,350 or $399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossip $29,865 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossip Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossip Mitsubishi. 1870 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
Mirage RHFO 9083, MSRP 19460, Sport RU 01-10-764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZO 53896, MSRP 30895, PF 695, acquisition fee 595, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid to end of the month with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hey everyone, Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's three checklist items when looking for a good dentist practice. One, are they good at their job? That's one thing you absolutely don't have to worry about when you go to Dr. Mady's today at the Smile Center. Two, is it convenient? I would say the Smile Center is about as convenient as it gets. Perfect location in Germantown. And three, are they personable? You may catch Dr. Mady trying to talk Grizzlies with you upon your visit. But regardless, Smile Center checks all the boxes for a phenomenal dentist practice. Get to their location in Germantown or go to SmileCenterMemphis.com.
People are driving for hours to shop at Genesis Diamonds right now, taking advantage of the lowest interest rates on the planet. Zero interest for 5 years with nothing down. But time is running out. You have until this Sunday to do this. How about a $6,000 GIA certified diamond for just $100 a month? Pear shapes, rounds, and even oval diamonds are all included. All designer jewelry and all lab-grown diamonds included, too. Hurry, this free finance offer ends this Sunday with special Sunday hours for your convenience. Genesis Diamonds on Poplar and Perkins Extended. On approved credit, see store for details.
This afternoon, cloudy with a high of 89.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Dead battery on America's birthday? America's number one battery destination is here to help. AutoZone has free battery testing and charging at every store, and batteries starting at just $79.99. With our 4th of July sale, we have savings to help you red, white, and do any other jobs you've been putting off. It's everything you need to get back on the road at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This summer, click into easier yard cleanup with same-day delivery from the Home Depot. Click into clearing overgrown grass or weeds with effortless gas-like power. And click into the convenience of a battery platform compatible with over 250 tools with the Milwaukee M18 Fuel Trimmer, now for just $199. Click into power with 4th of July savings now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Weather brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples store has hot deals on everything from technology to print and marketing services. Save more with the new Easy Rewards program.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story. LeadersCU.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
NBA Draft Day. What a day it could be, at least the first round. It's the first round of the NBA Draft Day. And we said, who can we talk to? Who do we want to talk to about the NBA Draft? And there was really only one answer that came to mind. The one, the only. Trista Crick, T-Dog, BetMGM Tonight, BetQL. Fills in nationally. She's big time now. She joins us now. Hello, Trista.
What's up, boys?
Did I get How everything you? You're doing now, by the way? You've added so many different responses. Heat Check Podcast. You have so many
Just
things
off
you're doing
the chain.
Now.
You said what, pocket chain?
No. Well, no. Yeah, your
Heat Check Podcast we were talking about. That is yes. So popular. Yeah, I said off the chain, an old phrase.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Off the chain.
Yeah.
Love off the chain. I was like, yeah, I need to get a pocket chain. Not even going to lie to you. That's the only chain on my body for my clothes. I have left. I've got some bracelets. We got some earrings. We got some rings. We get a pocket chain. Kind of sounds nice, though.
Yeah. So
when you're hanging out with Gretzky and Tom Brady, I figure you got to have a pocket chain.
That's right.
I think that's right.
Before we get into the draft and Grizz and Ja Morant and everything else, there was a blockbuster trade yesterday with the Brooklyn Nets and the Knicks. I don't think they work together too much, right? I mean, they're kind of like right there in the boroughs there. I don't think they've done too much of direct dealings with each other, but they did last night, and it was a big one. And Mikal Bridges is now a New York Knick, and the Nets basically own all of the Knicks' future draft picks. So I want to fast forward. I want to go we're now in 2031, summer of 2031. All of the picks have been conveyed to the Nets. Who was the winner of the deal?
Is Sean Marks fired?
I guess that's gonna depend, right? That's gonna depend.
I think that's where I'm at in terms of like making that distinction. I don't know if I trust Sean Marks to make those picks.
Interesting.
So to me, I think those picks convey into nothing valuable. That doesn't mean that the Knicks shouldn't have had them, because I think that Leon Rose and World Wide West and that brain trust do a really good job of evaluating talent. So who's to say that not having their picks doesn't hurt them? But I don't think the Nets with Sean Marks are going to be able to really turn that those lemons into lemonade. If you look at some of the players that the Brooklyn Nets have drafted recently, like, no shade to Noah Clowney, but over time, you're just looking at who are the key contributors that they've gone and found in the draft. And you've got Derek Whitehead. He's not really a key contributor. That was last year. Noah Clowney last year. Jalen Wilson last year in the 51st pick. Hasn't really contributed much at all. Cam Thomas, I guess you could say that at the 27th pick, but I don't love Cam Thomas. He's not a player that I would want on my squad. Kessler Edwards, not contributing.
Yeah.
Sadiq Bey got traded. Jay Scrubb got traded. Nickeil Alexander-Walker. I mean, Nick Claxton's probably the best player. And then obviously Jared Allen, who they traded away. So overall, I don't really trust the Nets organization to find and develop talent. So that's number one. I think for the Knicks, you just have to say, listen, we're putting all of our chips in now. Mm-hmm. Because what I think they're trying to do is, number one, find ways to counter what Boston's doing, right? And you need 3-and-D players to be able to try and at least slow down Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And I think maybe you guys disagree, but I think in the East right now, it's Boston's conference to lose in terms of how the roster is set up, how many more years they have these players under contract, et cetera, right? So if you're saying, all right, in our mind, we want to slow down Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, how do we do that? Well, number one, we need guys that are lengthy and able to switch on defense and can get out and be able to play and defend guys bigger than them, stronger than them. And I think Mikal Bridges fits that mold. He's also pretty cheap. He's making less than $25 million a year. So I think that is another reason that you make that trade. And he has 2 years of team control left. And then the third reason is you say, well, maybe Jalen Brunson extends now. Maybe he's willing to be on a team-friendly deal and not take the Supermax, which he will be owed, next offseason, and then he can extend now. So we've got Mikal under contract for the next 2 years for the cheap. We've got Jalen Brunson for the next 6 years under the cheap, or 5 years under the cheap. You still have OG Anunoby to resign. He's really your premium player that you're probably going to overpay for. Which we know you guys wanted in Memphis as well. I'm not sure if you guys would have wanted to pay him $40-something million, but that's what he's going to command. And so you say, all right, well, we've got premium players that are getting paid maybe too much in OG Anunoby and Julius Randle, and everybody else we kind of have on a bargain. Otherwise, even with those picks, if you're overpaying for players, and say that's Mikal Bridges in 2 years, and you're going to pay him the max, $35, $40 million, and who knows what you're going to be able to do with Mikal in terms of extension talks soon. But, like, that limits the depth of your organization and your team in terms of what you can do. And I think we see that having a super thin roster, it does not bode well in the playoffs if somebody goes down, or if a team like Boston comes through and you have no answers and no roster versatility to combat different types of matchups.
I love what you said too about, you know, Brunson and the chances on that, because and I said it to John, and it's something really, I mean, I'm echoing it. I heard it from Wendy too this morning. In making this move with Bridges, who you know is not a guy who's going to challenge Brunson, who doesn't need to be challenged as the face, right? As the guy whose team it is, maybe then Brunson more willing to be in on. Yeah, I'll do the team friendly. You know what I mean? Because in this move and saying, you know, our future is right now, you're essentially giving him the reins. Not that he didn't already have them, but you're stamping that. Because Mikal Bridges is not a guy who's going to come in and threaten that. He's a guy who's going to come in and play his role.
And on top of that, there's a level of goodwill built by telling Jalen, like, listen, we got your entire team here.
100%.
Right? Like, we did everything you
exactly
were hoping that we would do. Can you Can you, and we took a chance on you.
I'm
you know,
with you.
The Mavericks weren't willing to pay you what we were willing to pay you, and so much so, yep. the people said that we were overpaying you $25 million a year, and we were happy to do it. So can you be a good soldier and take a little less?
Yep.
We'll lock you down. And on top of that, we know you don't really want to go anywhere else because it's New York Nova.
Yes, New York Nova. There is no doubt about it. All
I
right.
like it. I like it.
In terms of you know, the players in this draft tonight, obviously, I haven't seen any of the imports. I have not seen any of the of Sarr. I have not seen any Risache. So honestly, I don't. Maybe you have. Maybe you've watched some tape. Is there someone tonight that you think we'll look up, and whether, you know, top five, top ten, and we'll say, yeah, like everybody gives this draft a bad rap, but there was actually a, you know, a great player still in the top five here. Is there a guy in this one you think?
I think the player that I'm the highest on is Steph Castle. He's still so young. His body comps are there for, you know, a combo guard, a wing, somebody who can play on and off the ball. If he can develop, and I think this is like a key question for a lot of these guys, if he can develop a serviceable jumper, then he can be really good. Because I think defensively, he's elite. He's shown that ability. He wants to get other guys involved. He can set the table. He's not the most explosive athlete. Like he's not like the top of the top, but he's a really good athlete. I saw him reverse dunk off 2 feet just under the baseline in the Elite Eight, just for no reason, around somebody. So he has that athletic ability, and I think if he goes to a place like San Antonio with Wemby, I think you're going to see the fit there, and I think those two together could be really interesting. I think Steph Castle's my favorite player in this draft in terms of like an NBA caliber player. I think in terms of who can play right away, like a not the same age as Jaime Jaquez, but be able to contribute like Jaime Jaquez did, I think that's Jared McCain. He's just a winner, man. I like he's a good shooter. He's able to score on multiple levels. He can shoot the three, and he's a really good mid-range player. And I think he's just a really good team guy, and he wants to shoot in big moments. So I think that could be a team that is looking to add a piece to contribute right away. I don't know, like maybe the Lakers or the Heat. I see him being able to fit on a role on teams like that.
As it relates to, you know, the Memphis Grizzlies, they have been in connection with trading up to, you know, the Houston Rockets. They have been in connection with trading down with the Miami Heat. Of course, they could stay at 9. If you're the Memphis Grizzlies and you know sort of the landscape here, you know, say it took a Marcus Smart, so you could get to 3, and it would take a Marcus Smart, who I know you have like signed autograph cards from. He's one of your favorites all time. would you move to 3 if it had to be Marcus Smart involved? Would you trade? I wouldn't trade back personally with the Heat, but where are you if you're the Grizz?
If I'm the Grizz, I make that move. I don't know why either one of these teams needs Marcus Smart. If that's what it's going to take, because Ime Udoka has a little schoolboy crush on Marcus, and they don't need shooting on that team, which I think they definitely do. And they'll be able to still, I think, get it at 9. So maybe they don't mind that. And, you know, you're saying to yourself, we really need that rim protector, which they do. Like, I think the Jaw to Donovan Clingan connection could be absolutely nasty. I was watching UConn, and all I could think about was how good he would be on the Grizz. And I don't know, is that what you guys have been thinking when you watched Donovan Clingan? Because, like, I wasn't even watching through the lens of a college basketball fan. I kept thinking, like, wow, he could be the perfect Steven Adams replacement.
Yeah, maybe with a higher ceiling, honestly.
That's what we're thinking.
Yes.
That you can plug him in and he can be what you want from day one.
Yeah, and he can pass the ball. Like, remember, like, Steven Adams, in terms of his screen assist numbers, we were, like, raving about that. I think Donovan Clingan could do that year two. Even if this team is able to develop him well, I think his ability to shoot the three is going to be an additional element that Steven Adams could not provide you. I know he's shooting those in the shoot around. We talked to Seth Greenberg last night. He thinks that Donovan Clingan's comp could be Brook Lopez.
Yeah, I mean that's I mean there are options. There are possibilities. I honestly would say this. Like sometimes like the thing about trades, right, is you have to have a partner. You have to have it takes two to tango. So you may not be able to get to a deal at three. You may not be able to like again, if it's the Heat calling me about getting to nine, I want to know who they want because I'll just draft that player. You know what I mean? Like I'll let Pat Riley do the evaluation for me at that point. But if you can't find a deal, I would just draft Edie at nine because I do think he's a guy that I'm not going to have to like worry about where he fits in or if he's going to develop. Like he may not be an all-star, but I know he's going to like be relatively productive. It's not like the nine spot is some, oh my God, what a premium pick. You know, it's a crapshoot. It's red or black and roulette. You know, I'm just whatever.
And I think the thing about Houston is I was literally just listening to Locked On Rockets right before you guys called. They won out of that pick. And I think a lot of people believe that Houston is going to take Reed Shepherd if they stay pat. And Rafael Stone, that's just not who Rafael Stone maps out to wanting in terms of the analytics approach that he has. Reed Shepherd is undersized. He doesn't grade out as the kind of player that they want to add. Maybe Ime Udoka likes him. But I think at three, Donovan Klingon's going. I think he's either going from the Rockets, somebody else is going to trade for him in that slot, or it's going to be y'all. So I hope it's going to be y'all because from a betting perspective, if you take Rishi Shea 1, Sar 2, Klingon 3, Steph Castle 4, exact result, that's 20-1, which I think is a really good bet.
I certainly have more question marks about Edie. If you miss out on Klingon, say he goes, you know, he's gone, he's off the board, you couldn't move up. I have more question marks about Klingon, about Edie fitting in, Trista, as a starting center, even for what the Grizzlies are going to ask of him. And it's not going to be, hey, you getting the ball in the half court, you know, and throwing it into you in the post. That those days are done. You're going to be playing a role where you're setting screens, getting an offensive rebounds and everything else. I have questions about whether he can hold up as a starter in that role. Not saying it can't happen, but I don't have those kinds of questions with Klingon. What say you on Edie, the starter in the NBA versus the role player?
Such a great question, because the issue with Edie is that you need to surround him with shooters in order for him to be effective.
Yep.
And that's really not, and maybe you guys disagree, but that's not really the full scope of what the Grizzlies are with Ja. Like, Ja's never been and probably never will be an elite three-point shooter. Maybe he takes the De'Aaron Fox jump. I don't know. Like, De'Aaron Fox went from a below-average three-point shooter and became a 40% three-point shooter last year. So that's certainly a possibility. And you obviously do still have Desmond Bane, and that's key. But, like, in general, especially with Marcus Smart in the fold, say that you stay pat and you keep Marcus Smart, he's not a great three-point shooter either. So I don't know if this team fits the Zach Edey model. I think Zach Edey is a tremendous in tremendous condition. He can play an up and down style game. We saw that during March Madness. We saw that with Purdue in general. But no, I don't know if I love that pick for the Grizz.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you're not going to get somebody, you know, and I think this is just the default setting. The likelihood is that you're not going to get somebody that's going to materially change anything about your trajectory, right? Like, you're just not. It just becomes, can you fill a need cheaply? You know, can you do that? Or, you know, I mean, you could use it to trade or whatever.
Yeah, move off the pick completely and try to go out and get somebody.
Yeah, I mean, there's some salary cap, you know, boring implications about Kennard and his option and things like that, that maybe, you know, whatever happens tonight will inform that.
Why not try to go get Hardenstein? The Knicks might end up getting hard capped. He could help you.
He's going to cost $25 million a year at minimum. I mean, you can't. Yeah, the Grizz can't afford him. I mean, that's not.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, you're not trying to spend $25 million at the center position, right? When you have to do, you have to redo Jaren's deal in 2 years, you know, and that's not going to be $20 million a year anymore.
What about a JV reunion on a cheap deal?
I mean, that's an option to consider. You know, Drummond. I mean, The problem with JV, though,
he wants
that
too many shots.
Yeah,
we literally watched it.
He sulks when he doesn't.
They need more of the Steven Adams type that's not going to require the ball being thrown to him to be engaged.
I would rather have Edie than JV.
Yeah.
Because I think Edie
if he understands that again.
Well, Edie's not going to come in he's going to be super humble,
But that's how we've seen him successful when he's getting fed offensively.
That's
true. Yeah, I'm going to go down on the defensive end. I'm going to be
But that was with Lance Jones
Right.
That was with some bums.
It would be such a different role, I feel like, for Edie, like you said, Trista, in terms of what he would be asked of on the Grizzlies team. This is not a team that's going to slow down and throw the ball into him, right, and wait on him to pass it out to shooters. You're just not doing that with your center in this offense.
No, definitely. Definitely not. I mean, and what Steven Adams did to thrive was he set screens was one of the best screeners, and he would roll to the rim, and sometimes he would get a lob, and sometimes he wouldn't. But a lot he was asked to do the dirty work,
get
rebounds, play defense, also be the enforcer, and body guys around that came and jaw when he would go into the lane.
That's it.
Yeah.
We haven't talked to you since the champs got it done. Did they get the right guy for MVP?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think. I just don't think there was a clear cut Finals MVP, really, because you had game by game what was a different story, and overall, Jason Tatum didn't have that many incredible
games.
Marquee games throughout the course of the entire playoffs, not just the finals, right? And Jaylen Brown had a few more than Jason Tatum. I want to say I really only remember one super impactful Tatum game. And I know game 5 Tatum was pretty good, but let's be honest, dude. Jason Tatum had 20 points when they were up 25 in the fourth quarter, and he took 8 consecutive shots. And I watched it because I had the under 27.5 points for him, and it felt like it was going to be great. And I was like, okay, the game's over. Time to just chill out and let the clock expire. Nobody get hurt. And I watched him call for the ball ISO like they were in late game clutch time situation, like ISO on me. Let me get the ball. I'm going to the rim and I'm scoring. And he did. But except for the game was already over and the series was already over. So Drew Holiday had a couple of good games. Kristaps Porzingis had that amazing first half in game 1. So you could have made the case for Drew Holiday. I even bet on Drew Holiday after his huge 26-point performance. But JT, I just didn't see a scenario where it would have made any sense unless voters were just saying he deserves it because he's Jason Tatum.
Yeah, no, I agree completely here. Trista, you're the greatest. We appreciate your time.
Enjoy
Thank
draft
you for
night.
Doing this. Enjoy it, yeah. And then will you be locked into the second round just to see if Bronny's name gets called tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, we'll be on the air for that as well. I can't wait to see what happens with Bronny. The Lakers obviously are a smokescreen machine.
That's right.
But ultimately, I think they probably take him at 55 or whatever they draft.
Right.
And they just say, you know what? Well, I mean, we're probably not getting anything good at that.
Do you have any draft bets tonight? How many do you have?
I have, right now, where I live in Virginia, you can't bet the draft, so I have to go back to D.C. to do it. But in my bet slip, like I was saying, is Richichet 1, Sar 2, Klingon 3, Castle 4. I'll probably take the over 3.5 on Reed Sheppard as well. I'm going all in on that. I don't think Houston wants Reed Sheppard. I'll probably go under 7.5 on Dalton Connect. I'm hearing a lot of chatter about a bunch of teams liking Dalton Connect. That might be who Miami's trying to get at 9, by the way. I think that would be an interesting one. Or even Devin Carter. I've heard that name thrown around.
Mm-hmm.
So probably Devin Carter under, I think his was 10.5 yesterday. It might have moved. But, yeah, I couldn't bet anything while I was in Chicago, and I couldn't bet anything here in Virginia, so I haven't placed anything, but I will tonight, and those are the ones that I like the most.
You remember the year, the COVID year where, the weird draft, everybody's at their house
yes.
and stuff? So that was the last great draft because I remember specifically DraftKings, that's who it was, they posted live odds on the next pick. They would have who's the next position of next pick, or, you know, name of next pick. They have like live odds. And it was awesome because if you had your account loaded up, you could beat them with various like beat writers and Shams.
Yes.
And I must have made, you know, hundreds of dollars that night just beating them to the punch. And they don't do that anymore, Trista. They don't offer live odds anymore. So
no, they don't.
And the
books get killed on the draft.
They
That's
do.
Why certain states don't even want to allow it, because they think, well, it's not really a competition. It's an information-based bet. But, you know, books want to do whatever they can to squeeze you. That's basically mm-hmm. it. So, for example, like, if you were to bet Sar 1, Ricochet 2, Reed Shepard 3, it's only 9-1. But for Ricochet to go 2 and Sar to go 1, it's 7-1 each. So I'm like, okay, the math ain't mathin', and that's the books in they're on their BS. That's what it is.
That's what they stay on that. They stay
they
on that.
Stay on their BS.
Damn, man, it's just we can't win nothing around here.
Well, tell me what you're betting. Text me tonight. Let's keep in touch. I know you're on it as well.
Yeah, I will, for sure. You're the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Trista.
Love y'all.
Yep, love you. She is Trista Crick, BetMGM tonight. Did you say it back, man? I know you mouthed it, but you didn't. I don't think I heard the words.
This
bruh.
Is, I think, the first time I've heard you say it. So,
bro, I mean,
so
I'm not going.
Usually, I'm the one kind of having to respond.
Yeah, I'm not just going
to
let her.
You back.
I'm not just going to let her say love you, and then we don't say it back.
Again,
bro.
I think it's important for one of us as the show to say it back.
I heard you mumbling.
Right when I heard you, I bailed. I said, "Well, she doesn't need to hear us singing it." Damn unison.
Is Faith listening, bro?
No, she's not.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with that.
I know.
I've told Trista, love you back,
like
all that
okay.
as well. I think we don't need to do it in unison.
I did notice. Like,
we ain't boys to men, fool. This ain't in sync, fool.
Can we not be Casey and JoJo, bro?
Definitely not. Not with your tone.
Oh, my life.
Stop, please.
Dude, I'm killing it right
You didn't ask Trista about what Portland, because you don't care.
I don't care. I don't care. Give us
They're
Rob
not letting
Williams.
Klingon drop below them.
Give us Rob Williams.
But I don't think Klingon's dropping anymore at all. I really don't. Somebody's going to move up and get him if he's not just taken off the board.
The favorites right now are Ricochet to go first, Sar to go 2, and then Reed Shepard to go 3. That's like the top 3 order. That's the favorite right now. So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty amazing. I don't know how many surprises to expect tonight, honestly. Who knows?
Who knows? Is Ed Scott a surprise, the new AD at Memphis?
He is.
I said curveball.
It's a little bit of a curveball.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, he was a name that we initially reported.
Yes, he was in the initial reports you guys had of the four, right?
Yeah. So it's not surprising in that way. But it's just, I'm just telling you, in terms of the things that I was hearing the last 2 days, you know, his name did not emerge. He was one of 3.
Interesting.
But I was always...
So a possible late push.
It's possible. It's possible that the second round, you know, I'm sure everybody got brought in somewhere, you know, to do the in-person thing. And again, there are other sort of dynamics to it that I'm continuing to learn, mm-hmm. you know, and that I'll know more about today, later today, tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to get to know him. I really want to get to know sort of what he's about. I did hear that he was all in. He was all in on the job. Like, he was super pumped about it. And I think that was something that really helped him. He has a genuine excitement about it. That I've already picked up. You know, sometimes people might use it for leverage or something, right? Like,
sure.
They might want to say, oh, I'll use this job and try to get a raise at my last stop or a new title or something.
Sure.
And that was never the sense that Memphis got with Ed Scott. They knew that when he came down and interviewed for this job, and that when he reached out about it, he wanted it, you know? And so, yeah, I mean, I think that's a great thing. You want to have, you know, and look, everybody wants to move up. Everybody wants to ascend and climb the ladder, you know, professionally. But it sounds like he gave off the vibes that, you know, he's got a vision for Memphis, not for Ed Scott necessarily, but for Memphis. And I think that's a nice and welcome change. I would say that. Again, I encourage professional ambition. You know, you should want to someday be a Power Five athletic director. Anybody should.
I mean, I think it's part of what you're selling, actually,
right.
In terms of having this job, is that you can
right.
do that from here.
But what is your plan not for Ed Scott, but for Memphis
right.
to get that. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, I'm continuing to reflect and explore.
It's turned out to be quite a newsy day.
It did. It sure did. You know, if whatever I continue to hear next, I'll certainly pass it along. I'll pass it along here on the show. We'll be looking for news on the Grizzlies, right? Rumblings on the Grizzlies. What are they talking about? What are they saying? Get into all that. And then Norton Heard the Fourth will join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM ESPN, an Odyssey sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
How can you not be romantic about sports?
Yes,
my favorite sentence in this entire story is a spokesperson for Major League.
They have a good PR firm over there.
Sidebar here. Tip the cap to Joey Chestnut. He's trying to push out the Impossible plant-based dog.
Maybe they could mess with him a little bit, too, and say, you know, Impossible dogs, they're a little bit more difficult to eat, I would suppose, than a Nathan's hot dog, like taste-wise and the speed of it. You make them eat those.
I didn't think these glizzy eaters would take themselves so seriously, though. Like, how seriously? You eat for a living. Like, you do events
Chestnut
where people
American
eat
hero.
Themselves to death. Like, potentially throw up after eating. It's a very American.
Get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN or download the free Odyssey app and follow 92.9 FM ESPN.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my superhydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Superhydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give Milo's rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a Milo's rewards member? Join for free today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, and it's going strong at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Are you ready to ride in your new Kia with 41 mpg highway? We Gossett! 2024 Kia Forte LXS, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, and 2024 Kia Telluride LX357 a month, both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Call Bobby J. He's ready to put you in your new Kia today. Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561, 0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG510, 849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS, RE78169, MSRP 21820. Must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouthwatering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right now, save on bone-in fresh Heritage Farm chicken wings or St. Louis-style pork ribs. Your choice, only $1.99 a pound if you're card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's the Gabe Kuhn Show.
Coach Houston Nutt.
Now it's the quick coach guy that yelled at me a little bit too much today. I'm going to put my name in the portal.
Right.
I'm not playing. I'm not on the first or second team. I was highly recruited. I'm going to put my name in the portal. And right in the middle of the season, you know, all these, I just, for the life of me, that, and then I worry about the locker room when you have a few guys that make big, big money in the portal. I mean, I'm sorry, in the NIL, and I don't even know why they call it NIL.
It's not really what it is.
Yeah, exactly. So I just see so many problems, and just like you mentioned, you know, your place, Memphis, thank goodness for a guy like Fred Smith, that he's got to go ante up and you know, give you some collective money.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show.
You know, I like that it's not getting me for another subscription.
No subscription necessary. It's free.
92.9 is like my sports place, bro.
92.9 FM ESPN.
$6.50 acquisition fee. Telluride RG510849 MSRP 38305. Forte LXS RE780169 MSRP 21820. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff, I hear you've got the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event going on right now at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. Give me some scoop.
Randy, the scoop is I'm ready to put you in a new Kia for